Welcome to Good TV, and welcome to our teaching today, Freedom from Ungodly Beliefs.
欢迎大家打开好消息电视台，收看我们这一集所要探讨的，就是怎么样从非神信念得自由。
I want to read to you a couple of scriptures.
首先我们要来看几处圣经。
In Proverbs 4 and verse 27,
首先是在这个箴言的第四篇第二十七节。
The Bible says, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of your heart flow the issues of life.
是从二十三节开始，你要保守你心，胜过保守一切，因为一生的果效是由心发出。
So the Bible is very clear in this teaching.
所以在这个地方，圣经讲得很清楚。
That we're to guard what gets into our heart.
换句话说，我们要好好的去保守进来我们内心的东西。
Because it affects how we run our life.
因为那些进来的东西会影响我们的人生。
When the Bible is talking about the heart.
每次圣经讲到心
It's not talking about your physical heart.
它讲的不是心脏
It's talking about your inner man.
而是你内在的人
We are spirit beings with a soul living in a body.
首先我们是一个有灵的人然后有一个魂住在一个身体里
So the heart is the core of our being, who we are.
所以这个心也讲的是我们这一个人这个生命的一个核心
In Proverbs 23, verse 7, it says, As a man thinks in his heart,So he is.
那箴言在第二十七章里面也讲到说，一个人的思想如何，他的生命也如何。
So we don't just think with our mind.
所以不是只有脑子在思想。
There's also a part of us in our spirit.
那个也会扯到我们讲到我们的灵。
Where we have thoughts and beliefs.
我们灵里头也会有一些的信念。
And so every person has an underlying belief system.
所以每一个人里头，其实我们都有某些的信念。
And what we believe affects how our life goes.
我们所相信的就会影响我们的人生。
So if we believe lies, there will be a negative effect in our life.
我们如果相信的是谎言，就会对我们人生产生负面的影响。
As we believe the truth of God's word,
但是如果我们相信神的真理
and we begin to act on it, our life begins to prosper.
然后按照这个真理来行出来，那你就会发现人生就会照着那个方向有正面的影响。
So all of us have belief systems.
所以第一个，每一个人都有一些的自己的信念。
We may not be conscious of them.
我们可能很不自觉。
But our beliefs system is made up of what our expectations.
那这些的信念是第一个来自于我们的期待
，our attitudes，
或者我们的态度
，it's how we view, how we look at life, what we believe to be true。
还有我们对于人生、对于生命当中我们所思想的、所相信是真实的。
An ungodly belief，
但是一个非神信念
is a belief we have which is based upon a lie or a part truth。
它指的就是说我们里面的某一些信念呢，它是立基在这种谎言或者是。部分的真理上面。
A godly belief is a belief that is based upon what God has to say.
所谓的属神信念讲的就是按照神的话语所说的相信。
So you remember we've read in the Word of God about the fall of Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden.
我们比方说我们来看创世纪的时候讲到亚当和夏娃他们的这个败坏堕落。
And God had given them clear instructions.
神他在起初已经给他们很清楚的指示。
In the book of Genesis it tells God said,You can eat of all the fruit of all of these trees, but of that one tree, don't eat.
在创世纪一开始，神就吩咐得很清楚，说在整个园子里的树的果子都可以吃，只有一颗不可以。
In the day you eat of that fruit of that tree, you will die.
而且说得很清楚，你在吃了那一棵树的果子的那一天，你就会死。
In Genesis 3, the devil came to Adam and Eve.
但是到了创世纪三章，这个撒旦他出现。
And he begins to sow doubts about what God says is true.
开始呢，就向亚当夏娃撒下一种怀疑的种子。
Firstly, he says to Eve, "Did God really say that?"
他第一个先说，神岂是真的这么说吗
？He sowed doubt about what God said.
透过这个方式，让他们开始怀疑神说的话。
He sowed doubt about God's character.
然后也怀疑神的属性。
God can't be trusted.
就是让他们认为他不能信任神。
That's what he was saying to them.
这实际上是撒旦要说的。
God's trying to withhold something from you.
就是让人认为神好像要有所保留。
So God is a loving God, a loving Father.
但是我们的神是充满慈爱的天父。
Provides the very best for His children.
总是为他的儿女预备最好的。
But the devil sowed doubt about the words of God.
可是魔鬼呢，会让人开始去怀疑神。
He sowed doubt about the character of God, that God is loving and trustworthy.
比方说也去怀疑神他的良善，他的慈爱。
he also sowed doubt concerning the consequences of sin.
那也会让人去怀疑，这个犯罪之后的后果。
He told Adam and Eve, "You won't die if you eat that fruit."
所以他会告诉亚当夏娃说，你们真的是吃了那个果子不会死。
But you'll become wise like God.
你反而是能够像神一样有智慧。
So the devil's strategy in trying to seduce Adam and Eve and overcome them.
所以这个魔鬼呢，他就有一个策略。
Was to sow a mixture of lies and half-truths.
他就是像亚当夏娃说出一些半真半假的东西。
When they believe the lie instead of the truth,
那一旦他们接受了这样的谎言，而不是完全的相信真理
，it changed what they did.
那就改变了他们的行为。
And opened the door then for their lives to come into slavery to sin and under the influence of evil spirits.
行为一改变，他们就整个好像就像罪恶的这个世界完全打开了门，那这个罪恶就临到他们还有他们的后代。
Jesus makes a statement in John chapter 8.
那这个主耶稣他在约翰福音的第八章讲得很清楚。
And he talks about the devil.
他讲到魔鬼。
And he's speaking to religious leaders of his day who had no understanding of the nature of God.
他这一段里头呢，这个主耶稣是对当时的宗教领袖说话。
He said, "You're of your father the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth because there's no truth in him."
他其实对这些人说的时候呢，他是说你们的父亲，你们的父亲其实是魔鬼，所以在你们的里面呢，并没有真理。
When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own nature or resources. He is a liar and the father of lies.
而且他讲说呢，这是在四十四节，而且讲说他从起初就是杀人，也不守真理，里面没有真理，说谎是出于自己，他也是说谎之人的父。
We've seen in past sessions.
所以我们会看到的是
，But evil spirits can't enter your life easily.
就是邪灵很容易能够进入你里面。
They require a doorway into your life.
他们所需要的就是一个管道而已。
And we've seen that the three main doorways.
那我们之前有讲到有三个管道。
Are through breaking the laws of God.
第一个就是透过我们这个违背神的律法。
Through traumatic experiences.
第二个是透过创痛。
And through reactions to traumatic experiences.
第三个是透过对创痛产生的反应。
So one of the key strategies.
所以有一个很重要的策略。
That demonic spirits have to seduce and capture you.
就是魔鬼他用来引诱你，然后掳掠你的。
Is to sow half truths and lies into you.
就是向你的心里头撒下一个半真半假的这种谎言进去。
It's the nature of the devil to do this.
那这就是魔鬼他的属性。
And when we believe a lie.
只要我们相信了谎言。
It impacts how we view and interact with life.
就会影响我们对人生的各方面的看法和这种行动。
Our ability to receive from God.
那也会影响我们从神那边的领受。
For example,
比方说
if you have a number of experiences in life,
如果你在人生有一些的经验
where you are criticized and belittled,
就是呢不断的被人家批评论断，被人贬低。
Words are spoken to you,
对你说了一些话
that belittle and treat you as someone of no worth,
是看轻你，贬低你的。
You may come to the conclusion in your heart.
那你心里就很容易会做出一种结论。
I'm of no value.
我这个人没有出息。
When you believe I'm of no value,
一旦你相信你没有出息
，it will affect all of your interactions with people.
它就会完全影响你跟其他人之间的互动。
It will affect the course of your life.
它也会影响你人生的走向。
Because if you believe you are of no value,
因为你一直相信你是没有出息的人
，you'll either retreat and withdraw and never bring forth your ideas, opinions, and identity.
所以你就一直没有办法真的照着。神他所造你的那个身份和价值，去表达出你的想法意见。
Because they're of no value.
因为你反正你会想说，反正我讲什么都没有意义。
How can you reveal your true self if you're of no value?
如果你认为你是没有出息的人，你怎么可能看见自己真我的价值
？How can you share your feelings if they're of no value?
如果我是一个没有出息的人，我为什么还要去麻烦的去讲出我的意见
？How will you connect with your heart's desires and passions?If they're of no value.
如果我没有，我这个人是没有出息的，我这个人的这种感觉呢，想法、热情又有什么关系
？So a simple lie, I'm of no value.
所以一个讲到说这个人没有出息，很单纯的谎言
，can impact every aspect of your life.
你就发现它会影响这个人他的每一个部分。
When you interact with people,
当你开始跟人互动。
You'll either retreat and be treated as a person of no value.
你可能会选择一个，就是你就会想要退缩。
Reaping in your life what you expect.
那你就会开始从这样的一个信念里头去收割你所有相信的。
Or you'll strive to be a person of value.
或者另外一种极端的反应是，你就想要极力的证明你的价值。
And to do that, you'll have to work hard.
那你就会不断的工作，很努力工作。
Strive for success.
然后不断的想要成功。
Put other people down.
然后会甚至是想要踩在别人的头上。就想要不断的努力赚钱。
Your value will all be outside you.
那这个时候你会发现，你就想要从外面找寻你的价值。
How unstable your life is.
那但是你会想要让自己的你的生命的这种稳定的这个部分。
Your personal value rests on everything you have accumulated.
就是如果你整个人是把价值建筑在外面，你这个人是不稳定的。
You can lose your possessions.
因为有一天你会失去你的财产。
You can lose your position.
或者你的地位。
You can lose your friends.
或失去你的朋友。
So we need to have our personal value.
所以我们必须要有自我价值。
Resting on this truth.
把这个自我价值建造在真理上。
I'm created in the image of God.
知道我是照神的形象样式造的。
I'm a spirit being made in the image of God.
我的灵人是照神的形象样式造的。
God created me in His image.
神照着他的这个形象造我。
And He loved me so much.
而且他非常爱我。
He sent His only Son, Jesus Christ.
所以他派他的儿子耶稣基督来。
To die on the cross on my behalf.
为了我死在十字架上。
How valuable am I?
那我是何等有价值。
God sent His Son to die on my behalf.
以至于他要派他的儿子为我死。
How valuable are you?
你有多有价值呢？
You are of immense value.
那你是有极大的价值的。
Because you're in the image of God.
因为你是照你有这个神的形象样式。
Because God paid an immense price to redeem you.
而且神付了极大的代价要救赎你。
If you want to have a look at the value of an item.
所以如果你想今天我比方说看到一个东西的价钱有多少。
Look at the price someone's willing to pay for it.
那你就是去看它上面的价格就够了。
What is your value?
那你的价值有多少？
You are of immense value.
你有极大的价值。
Because you're made in the image of God.
第一个是因为你照神的形象样式造。
You are unique among all creation.
所以你是在整个整万物当中非常独特的。
There is no one like you.
在这世上没有一个人像你。
And you're designed for a unique purpose.
而且你是为了一个独特的目的而造的。
And God has paid a huge price.
神为了你又付了极大代价。
To set you free from sin.
要让你脱离整个罪的辖制。
So you could discover your identity.
好让你发现真正的身份。
And live in life.
然后在这个世上。
As the child of a king.
作为一个这个。君王的儿子来活出这个身份。
Part of a royal family.
那这是一个君尊的这种身份。
So we see then the devil's basic way of trying to seduce and overcome us.
所以你会发现魔鬼他用的一种最基本的这种引诱我们的方式。
Is through the use of lies and half-truths.
就是透过谎言或者是半真半假的话。
That's why the Bible says Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
那就像主耶稣他自己，他对他自己说：“我就是道路，我就是那个真理。”
If we want to know what God is like,
所以如果你想要认识神
，we come to Jesus Christ.
我们就来认识耶稣。
So let's go back to this area of ungodly belief.
我们接下来再回头来看非神信念。
An ungodly belief is something you believe, but it's not true. It's not in agreement with God.
既然是讲非神信念，就是你有一种信念，它不是合乎真理的，不是合乎神的。
So how do ungodly beliefs form in our life?
那非神信念怎么在我们里头产生呢？
Well, they frequently happen or are formed through experiences which are painful or through trauma experiences.
往往这些非神信念是来自于一些的痛苦或者是一些巨创。
Particularly when children are very young,
尤其是当一个人在小时候
they're very impressionable,
他们很容易受影响
and they tend to personalize everything.
那所以他们会把很多的事情都个人化
So when an adult does something wrong,
那一旦他长大了
often the child believes there's something wrong with them.
那所以他就会他会这个他在他是因为小的时候他是相信了一些东西他觉得是真的
Adult is angry.
比方说认为这个大人在生气
Child tends to conclude there's something wrong with me or I've done something wrong.
那小孩子这时候就认为大人生气都是因为我造成的。
So an ungodly belief
所以非神信念
is something we believe to be true
是我们认为是真的。
But it does not agree with what God has to say.
但这个信念却不符合神的话语。
God's word is the truth.
神的话才是真理。
And so if we believe a lie
所以如果我们相信谎言
even though we sincerely believe it
即便是我们很真诚的相信
It's not true.
它都不是真理。
It will affect our life.
但是这种东西也会影响我们的生命。而且是用这种毁灭性的方式影响。
So experiences where we're hurt or experience trauma.
所以每一次我们经历了一些伤害或巨创
We can try and make sense. What does this mean?
我们很试着要用理性去解释，去给它合理化。
a young child, for example,
比方说小孩子,
and a father walks out on the family, leaves the mother and abandons the family.
他可能遇到父亲离家出走, 抛弃了这个老婆小孩,
the child experiences tremendous pain,
那这个小孩就经历到很大的痛苦,
and starts to try and interpret what does this mean.
他试着想用他的小脑袋去解释为什么会这样的,
as soon as we try and judge what this means,
然后他就会自己找出一些的这个理由,
we end up coming to wrong conclusions that affect our course of our life.
那这种东西就会产生一个错误的结论, 然后就产生最后一个信念来影响他人生。
A father has a sexual affair or adultery and abandons the family.
那或者是说他的父亲可能是因为在有了外遇等等。
The child may come to a whole number of wrong beliefs.
那这种时候呢, 对小孩, 这小孩就会产生一些很错误的信念。
And the beliefs are connected to pain.
那这种信念是因为跟痛苦, so very, 是跟痛苦,
very often when someone has a wrong belief or ungodly belief,
所以当一个人有, 有非神信念,
it's connected to a painful experience.
往往是因为有发生一些痛苦的经验。
So for example, the child may come to the conclusion,
比方说小孩他会做出一种结论,
men will always abandon me.
他会认为说男人一定会抛弃我,
I can never trust a man.
我绝对不能相信男人,
they'll abandon me.
他们一定都会抛弃我,
or they might come to some conclusion like this, there's something wrong with me.
那或者另外一种结论是说, 哦, 我这个人很糟糕,
it's all my fault my father left.
都是我的错, 我爸爸才会离家出走。
All kinds of beliefs can come.
所以一种状况会导致成很多种不同的信念。
Child growing up can have the wrong beliefs reinforced.
那 或者是在一个他的长大的过程当中呢, 就会好像这样的一种经历不断的重复发生。
And when wrong beliefs are reinforced,
那就好像不断的在强调那样的一种非神信念。
They often form a very deep bitter root in the heart, in the heart of a child.
那最后就会在一个小孩的里头产生一种苦毒的根。
I'm of no value.
比方说他会认为我没有价值。
I'm not good enough.
我这个人不够好。
Nothing I do is good enough.
我反正做什么都做不好。
Men will always let you down.
那男人一定都会让我失望。
Here's another one.
那还有另外一个。
I should never be born.
我应该不要出生到这世上。
There's something wrong with me.
我这个人就是一定有哪里不对劲。
Sometimes parents out of frustration,
那有的时候父母出于他们的挫折,
will yell at the child,
他们会对小孩子大小声,
say, wish you would never born.
就会想说我真希望没有生下来。
Why were you ever born? You caused so much trouble.
你为什么要生到我们家庭来造成我们这么多的麻烦?
Instead of the parent nurturing the child and helping them mature,
而不是说父母来好好的养育孩子,
they scold the child and hurt the child with their words,
他们是大声的责骂孩子, 用很不堪
And the child comes to conclude that this lie is the reality for them.
那所以最后这个小孩子做出一些结论，还有相信了一些谎言。
Sometimes family background is the cause of ungodly beliefs.
所以有的时候家庭背景会是一个人这个非神信念的来源。
Families can pass on their prejudices.
那比方说呢，家庭会是有一些的这种偏见。
Sometimes they pass on belief structures that are wrong.
或者是从家庭来本身就有一些错误的信念。
Sometimes there's unintentional teaching or control by parents or teachers.
或者是从父母来呢, 他们一种不自觉的, 不是很刻意的, 但是为了是要管理控制小孩子, 教出来的东西。
For example, it's not okay to share your feelings.
比方说父母会讲说, 啊, 不要随便讲你的感受。
Boys shouldn't cry.
男人有泪不轻弹。
And so a young man learns to bury all his emotions.
所以男孩子从小就觉得应该要隐藏他的情感。
Because he's told boys don't cry.
因为父母亲就从小跟他讲, 男人有泪不轻弹。
God weeps.
但是神都哭泣。
Jesus weeps.
耶稣哭泣。
God, emotions are given to us,
神给我们情绪,
so we can express our humanity.
好让我们能够展现出人性的这个部分。Machines
don't weep, though.
只有机器才不会掉眼泪。
But real people do.
一个真实的人他会掉眼泪。
So when we tell a child, don't cry,
所以当父母亲跟小孩讲说, real men don't cry, 男人不会哭的,
you're sowing a lie into the heart,
你就对他们的心撒下一个这个谎言的种子,
causes them to shut down the emotional side of their life,
间接的就让他们关掉了, 关闭了他们的情感。
And this perpetuates in families,
那如果在这个家庭当中不断有这种类似,
emotional and relational disconnection,
慢慢的你就会发现, 在整个情感方面, 关系上面, 就会产生,
feeling,
很多这样的一种隔绝。
Feelings are part of being human.
那你要知道这种情绪感觉是我们人性的一部分。 所以感觉悲伤,
it's okay to feel angry,
或者是愤怒都是可以的。
It's okay to feel grief,
或者觉得哀伤。
It's okay to feel fear,
那也会感觉到恐惧。
We just need to learn how to process them.
这些都没有关系, 你只是要学会怎么处理它们。
Because feelings are connected to what we believe.
因为感觉情绪都跟我们的信念也直接有关系。
Ungodly beliefs,
一个非神信念
can open the doorway for evil spirits.
也很容易就打开门让魔鬼进来
Let me read to you a scripture in Isaiah chapter 28 and verse 15.
我们来看以赛亚书的这个二十八章
Isaiah 28 and verse 15.
二十八章十五节
And it says, verse 15, because you have said, we've made a covenant with death and with hell we're in agreement, when the overflowing scourge passes through, it'll not come near to us. For we have made lies our refuge,Under falsehood, we have hidden ourselves.
你们曾说我们与死亡立约，与阴间结盟。敌军如水帐幔经过的时候，必不临到我们，因我们以谎言为避所，在虚假以下藏身。
So you notice here, it tells us.
所以这个地方他说
that we've made an agreement with death, a covenant with death, and in hell, with hell, we're in agreement.
所以首先是跟死亡还有阴间都结盟立约。
Death is an evil spirit.
死亡是一个邪灵。
That causes numbness in the emotions and a feeling of disconnection.
会让一个人的整个情感变成麻木，然后跟世界是隔绝的。
Imagine making a covenant with a spirit of death.
你可以去想象吗？跟死亡去这个立约。
When the Bible refers to hell,
那每一次圣经讲到这个地狱或阴间。
It's also referring to a spiritual power.
通常也讲到的是那个邪灵的权势
A demonic spirit that torments.
那是一个这个魔鬼他在折磨人
So can you imagine what they're saying here?
所以你可不可以想象这个地方他们在讲的是什么
We've covenanted with the spirit of death.
这第一个和死亡的灵立约
We've covenanted with the, we've made an agreement with the power of hell.
又跟这个阴间的权势又结盟
So therefore there's a numbness and disconnection and we are constantly tormented.
所以就变成让我们呢长时间都一直都是跟外界是隔绝的，而且是麻木不仁的。
I've prayed for multitudes of people to be freed of these spirits.
我为很多人这样就是有这种状况的人祷告过，让他们得自由。
How did they get into bondage to those spirits?
可是，一开始他们是怎么样的让自己受到这种捆绑
？It says because we made lies our refuge, and with falsehood we have hidden ourselves.
这就在后面后半段，他就讲到说，是因为我们用谎言为避所，以虚假来藏身。
So when we welcome the ungodly belief or the lie,
所以当我们来接受了这种非神信念和谎言
，when we welcome something that's not true into our life,
当我们接受了一些不是真理的东西
，we can open our life to demonic spirits.
我们就等于是向整个邪灵打开我们的生命
，shut down our heart and shut down our life.
然后这个时候就把我们的心、生命都关起来了。
And often we begin to experience the very thing we believe.
然后这个时候，接下来我们就会开始去经历到很多我们所相信、信以为真的东西。
If a person has a bitter expectation in their heart or a bitter belief in their heart,
那如果一个人在他的心里头有一些苦读的这方面的信念
，that they're not accepted,
就是说没有人会接受他
，that people don't like me,
或者没有人喜欢我
，then they will interpret life's experiences through what they believe in their heart.
接下来他们在人生的各种经历，他都会用这种角度来去解释。
It's because you believe it, you'll see it everywhere.
那因为你自己先相信了，所以你不管走到哪，你就会认为你都会经历到。
So for example,
比方说
，if a person believes in their heart, I'm not accepted, I'm not wanted.
如果一个人他内心相信说没有人接受我，没有人爱我
，and a parent or authority figure walks by,
那每一次只要有父母或者有权柄的人走经过
，and for whatever reason does not acknowledge them,
那不管是出于什么原因，就好像没有看到他一样。
The child will feel hurt and pain, and it reinforces the belief, or they don't want me.
那这个小孩或这个人，他就会马上就会认为说，哦，对，没有人爱我，所以他们才会对我这样，不理我。
They look at what happened.
他们会看到这发生的事情。
This person walked past me.
说，哎，这个人就从我眼前走过。
And they come to this conclusion.
他们马上就自己做结论。
What does that mean?
说那是什么意思
？Oh, I know what that means.
哦，我知道什么意思。
They don't like me. They don't want me.
那是因为他们不喜欢我，他们不需要我。
So they become angry and resentful.
然后里面就产生了愤怒，或者是这种仇恨。
And I found one of the most common failures that people make.
那我看到很多人他们做出的这种很多的失败。
Is to make judgments of people's behavior and what it means.
就是他们自己呢擅自的对别人的行为做出他们的结论。
Out of ungodly beliefs in the heart.
那个是出于自己的非神信念。
We have ungodly beliefs towards God.
我们对神也有非神信念。
God doesn't care about me.
比方说，神不关心我。
God is not fair.
神他不公平不公义。
If you believe God doesn't care about you,
如果你认为神不关心你
，How can you receive from Him?
那你怎么可能从神领受任何东西
？God's angry at me.
或者你就会想神在对你生气。
We believe God is angry at me.
如果我相信神在对我生气
，How can I come near to Him?
那我怎么能靠近这位神
？The truth is God loves you.
但真理是神他爱你
，and wants you to draw near to Him.
而且神他希望你接近他。
The truth is,
对真理是
，if you draw near to Him, He will draw near to you.
你只要来亲近神，神必亲近你。
So lies keep us from receiving from God.
所以你发现谎言会让我们无法从神有任何领受。
You may have lies about yourself. I'm a failure.
你可能也对自己有一些的谎言。
No one wants me.
就是啊，我是个失败的，没有人要我。
Perhaps a parent has made statements you can never do anything right.
这有可能是小的时候父母常常跟你讲说你做什么都很糟糕。
Child believes in their heart I can never do anything right.
所以小孩子从小就相信说我做什么都不能成功。
There's something wrong with me.
所以我这个人就一定哪里有问题。
These ungodly beliefs in the heart
这种非神信念
create bitter expectations that outwork in life.
就会。在里头先产生了一些这种苦读的这种期待，然后就对人生有这种错误期待。
So every time the child experiences a failure,
所以每一次这个小孩只要哪一个时候失败了，
someone criticizes their work,
然后只要有人又对这个东西做了一些批评，
I knew it, I'm not good enough, I'm never good enough.
他就想说，我就知道，我反正做什么都做不好。
Feelings of anger,
然后里面就有愤怒，
and despair and depression,
甚至是有沮丧，有这种挫折。
So we can form ungodly beliefs,
所以我们很容易有非神信念。
About God.
但是神对神
about ourself,
对神对自己
about people,
对人
about the opposite sex,
还有对异性
and if you have those ungodly beliefs,
如果你发现你有非神信念
it will affect how you interact with that person,
那他就会来影响你跟其他人的互动
you will tend to reap what you expected,
那你也很容易就去收割你所相信的
what you experience is what you believed in your heart,
其实你所经历到的东西都是因为你所相信的
and that reinforces it.
那这个就会不断地再去加强他的这种信念。
Stay connected as we share how to break free of these things.
所以希望你休息回来之后继续收看我们的下半堂。
Good TV, and welcome to today's teaching on freedom from ungodly beliefs.
欢迎你们继续收看啊，我们这一堂我们所要讲到的，怎么样从非神信念得自由。
And we've seen how what we believe in our heart affects the course of our life.
前面讲到我们里面所相信的呢，会影响我们人生的方向。
I can remember one young man that we prayed for.
我还记得以前为一个年轻人祷告。
And he had this particular problem.
他有特别一个问题。
He couldn't manage money. He couldn't manage his personal finances.
就是他的财务管理方面很糟糕。
And when he had money, it would always just seem to go.
每一次只要一有钱，马上好像就花掉了。
Even his mother knew that and said, "Well, don't leave him in charge of finances. He will lose all the money."
那所以这个连他的妈妈都注意到这一点，就会觉得说他孩子呢不能够容易就是不要随便的给他孩子钱。
So the astonishing thing was this.
那很惊讶的是。
He had trained at university and graduated in the field of economics.
他事实上在大学的主修就是经济。
Yet when it came to his own finances, money would just flow away from him.
可是每一次只要是遇到自己个人的财务呢，他就留不住钱。
Instead of being attracted to him, it flowed away from him all the time.
就好像钱就是没有办法在他身上留下来。
He was generous. He would give to this and give to that and give to all kinds of people.
他总是很慷慨，就会给人这个东西，送人那个东西。
And so we sat and talked with him.
后来我就找他坐下来谈。
And I said, there must be something in your heart.About the way you see money.
我就跟他讲说，我相信一定是你里面呢对钱有某种想法。
He said, "Oh, money's bad."
他就马上说了，哦，钱不好。
I said, "Who told you that?"
我就跟他讲说，谁告诉你的
？And he stopped for a moment to think.
所以他就马上停下来回想。
The Bible doesn't teach money is bad.
圣经从来没有讲金钱不好。
It tells us the love of money is the root of all evil.
而是讲说贪爱钱财是万恶之根。
Money itself, of course, is neutral.
钱本身是中性的，没有任何没有好坏。
And as he began to think about it,
所以当他停下来想
，This is what he said to me.
他就说
，He said it goes back to when I was seven.
他说他就想到是在七岁的时候。
And my father established a business.
当他父亲呢那个时候刚创业。
And he was always away from home.
他总是离开家。
He was never home. He was always pursuing the business.
每一次为了这个事业呢，总是要这个出去出差。
And I came to this conclusion.
所以我最后有一个结论
：Money is evil.
金钱是这个邪恶的
，because it takes the people you love away from you.
因为金钱会把我所爱的人带走。
So I won't have any money.
所以我绝对不要有钱。
I don't want to lose the people I love.
因为呢，我不要失去任何我爱的人。
Now, isn't that amazing?
你有没有发现很惊讶
？He had observed something his father was doing.
他从他父亲身上所看到的事情。
And when he asked the question, "What does that mean?"
然后呢，他就会问说，哎，这是代表什么
？He came to believe a lie.
然后自己就做了一个回答，一个结论。
And then once he believed that lie,
然后一旦相信这样的错误的结论谎言。 然后就做一个内在试验。
And his life followed the course of what was in his heart.
接下来他的一生就完全按照那个谎言来走。
Even though he had trained in finances,
虽然他的主修是经济，
he still couldn't manage his personal money.
却没有办法管理个人财务。
Because his money responded to what he believed in his heart.
那是因为钱呢，一碰到他身上，就按照他内心的信念来走。
Money is bad.
钱不好。
I won't have any money.
我不要有钱。
Because it takes away the people I love.
因为钱呢，会占据了我所爱的人。
And of course, since he'sGot rid of those lies.
那当然，他后来弃绝这些谎言。
And embraced the truth of God's word.
然后他开始接受神的真理。
His capacity to manage his money has changed.
他整个管理财务的部分完全改变。
So we see how our life follows what we believe in our heart.
所以我们就能够看见我们内心所相信的会影响人生。
When we're very young.
如果在很年轻的时候。
We're very impressionable.
那我们就很容易受影响。
When we get hurt, we become vulnerable to lies.
只要受伤，我们就很容易相信谎言。
And as we've seen in an earlier program,
那我们在稍早。
Often when people have a traumatic experience, such as a rape or abuse or violence,
是上一堂课我们有讲到说，一个人受过巨创，不管是性侵或暴力侵犯。
They come to wrong beliefs or conclusions.
他们也会做出结论或者错误信念。
What does this mean?
他们会自己解释这个原因。他会先想是我的问题，我这个很糟糕。
And so on.
所以等等不同的结论。
And this leads to beliefs in the heart.
那这些就造成他内心的信念。
That affect the course of your life.
然后影响他的人生。
No matter how much you try.
所以不管你怎么努力。
You don't change what you believe in your heart.
只要你不改变里面的信念。
Then you'll follow the course of that lie.
你的人生仍然会照着你所相信的去走。
And it'll be like an invisible wall you're trying to overcome all the time.
那你就会发现你好像前面就是一堵看不见的墙一直在挡着你。
So how can we be free?
那怎么样得自由呢？
In the book of John,
在约翰福音,
Jesus made this promise.
主耶稣给了应许。
Verse 16, John 14, 16, I will pray the Father, and he'll give you another helper, and he may abide with you forever.
是在这个约翰福音第十四章第十六节。
And he is the Spirit of truth. The world can't receive him because it doesn't see him or know him, but you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you.
第十六节还有到第十七节，十七节我们说就是真理的圣灵，乃是世人不能接受的，因为不见他，也不认识他，你们却认识他，因他常与你们同在，也要在你们里面。
Jesus led a life filled with the Holy Spirit.
耶稣他的一生充满圣灵。
Empowered by the Holy Spirit.
而且从圣灵得到大能。
And he said, "This life that I have."
而且他说我的这种生命。
I want you to have this life too.
我希望你也拥有。
So you've seen the Holy Spirit working in my life.
你既然看到圣灵在我里头动工。
He's been with you.
他也一直与你们同在。
Soon he'll be in you.
而且很快的就要在你的里面。
And Jesus calls the Holy Spirit the Spirit of God.
那这个耶稣把圣灵就是称为神的灵
，the Spirit of Truth，
它是真理的灵。
God cannot lie，
神不会说谎。
The Spirit of God is a Spirit of Truth，
那神的灵就是真理的灵。
Look what it tells us his role is。
那我们再来看这位圣灵的一些角色。
In John 16 and verse 13，
这个是在约翰福音的第十六章的第十三节。
When he, the Spirit of Truth, has come，
他说这个真理的圣灵来
，he will guide you into all truth，
就会引导你们进入明白一切真理。
He will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he'll tell you things to come。
他不是凭自己说的，乃是把他所听见的都说出来，并要把将来的事告诉你们。
So the Holy Spirit is given to us.
所以今天神把圣灵赐给我们。
To make us, to bring revelation of truth.
是要让我们对真理能够得到启示。
To guide us into truth.
然后让我们能够进入真理。
That means God wants to lead you into truth.
换句话说，神要把你带进到真理里。
So in order to lead you into truth,
为了要把你引导进入真理，
you must uncover the lies,
你必须先揭露谎言，
or expose the lies,
或者是透露出，所以揭露出、暴露出这些谎言，
and reveal the truth to you,
然后你才能够看到真理。
And that's the work of the Holy Spirit.
那这个都是圣灵的工作。
To make you aware where you've believed a lie,
先让你能够去了解到、警觉到你所相信的谎言，
and to bring revelation of the truth.
然后让你对真理得到启示。
He is the Spirit of Truth.
那他是真理的圣灵。
Will lead you into all truth.
他就一定能够带你进入真理。
So in God there are no lies.
因为神他不说谎。
He's a spirit that leads us into truth.
那他的灵也会带我们进入到真理里面。
So if you're going to break free of ungodly beliefs,
所以如果你想从非神信念得到自由，
we need the help of the Holy Spirit.
我们就一定需要圣灵帮我们。
We need him to uncover the lies so we become aware of it.
需要能够揭露出我们所相信的这些谎言。
And we need him to reveal the truth to us.
然后需要圣灵来向我们 们启示真理。
So often the lies we believe
很多时候我们所相信的谎言
can be discovered because of emotions that we experience.
那通常呢，它会是跟我们所经历这种在情感方面的经历有关。
When you experience fear,
比方说你碰到一些恐惧
it arises because of something you believe in your heart.
那它是跟我们里面所这个相信的一些东西有关。
When you experience anger,
或者是你发脾气
it arises because of things you believe in your heart.
会发脾气也是因为你里面所相信的一些东西。
Someone does something.
你看到一个人做了一些事情
angry,
然后你看到他做的就会生气
because you interpreted it as he was putting you down or he was hurting you
那是因为你按照里面所相信的去解释他的行为说他是看轻我等等
so we need to first of all ask the Holy Spirit to reveal ungodly beliefs or lies
所以我们第一个要请圣灵来光照我们里面所相信的哪些谎言
the three agents that God has given to us to help us become aware of the truth
神他赏赐给我们三个这个媒介让我们能够去来揭露出我们所相信的错误的东西
One is the Holy Spirit,
第一个就是圣灵
whose role is to uncover lies and lead you into truth
他的功能之一呢就是要能够揭露谎言
That's
然后带我们进入真理
the Spirit of truth.
所以他才被称为真理的灵
Two, the Word of God
那第二个透过神的话
which is God's truth
也就是神的真理
It's breathed into by God
他是借着神向我们吹进来的
So the Holy Spirit will never contradict the Word of God
那这个圣灵也绝对他的光照绝对不会和神的话矛盾
But will lead you into the truth of what it really means
而会把我们整个带到神话语里头的整个真理里
And three, we need men and women of God
那第三我们需要神的百姓
Who can correct us and counsel us and bring truth to us
是这种成熟的神的儿女能够来修正我们帮助我们相信真理
So those are three agents that God uses
这是神他所使用的三个媒介
To help us come to truth
让我们能够来到真理面前
Spirit of God
所以第一是神的灵
Quickening truth to us uncovering lies
它能够让我们能够很快速的去了解到神的
The word of God
第二个是神的话
Revealing God's truth
揭露这个启示神的真理
And godly people
然后第三是神的儿女
That you have relationship with
那这我们有建立关系的人
And you are open to let them speak into your life
那我们也愿意让他们对我们的生命说话
Do you have anyone that can speak the truth to you?
你身边有没有这样的人属神的百姓可以对你说话的
Because often people can be so blinded
因为有的时候我们会很盲目
That they don't see God speaking to them
那所以看不到神在对我们说话
They don't see it in the word of God
他或从神的话也看不到
They need someone to sit and talk to them
他们反而需要有人坐下来对他们说话
And help reveal what is true in their life
然后对他们的生命来启示出这种他们所相信的一些谎言。
So these are all agents that can help us uncover the lies in our heart.
那这些都是神使用来帮助我们揭露在我们里面的一些谎言。
Many people, for example, carry the belief there's something wrong with me.
很多人他们内心相信他自己很他这个人很糟糕。觉得我这个不够好。
If you believe the lie, I'm not good enough.
如果你相信自己不够好
，it will affect how you relate to people.
就会影响你的人际关系。
You'll never feel good enough.
你永远都觉得自己不够好。
And so anything they say,
所以不管别人说什么
，which is slightly negative,
它可能有一些负面。
You'll feel hurt and angry.
你马上就会受伤生气。
Because you'll interpret it that they're saying I'm not good enough.
因为你是用自己，你用这种说我不够好这种想法来去解释。
If you believe you're not good enough,
如果你相信自己不够好
，if you're in agreement with that lie,
然后你又同意这个谎言
it will affect whether you can receive from God.
它也会影响你没有办法从神有所领受
Because when you come to him,
因为你来到神面前
you will think, well, I'm not good enough.
你就会想说我不够好
so I can't receive.
那我就不能从神领受祝福
So we need the word of God to change our belief systems.
所以我们必须要靠神的话来改变我们的思想
When we discover a lie,
当我们来发现一个谎言
we need to reject the lie,
然后马上要拒绝这个谎言
and embrace the truth.
接下来接受真理
So if you want to grow
如果你想要长大成熟
You must be willing to embrace the truth
你一定要愿意接受真理
And to daily live in it and walk in it
然后每一天都活在那个真理里
And so the Bible talks then about us having a change of mind
比方说圣经有讲到怎么样的更新我们的心思意念
When we've uncovered a lie
每一次发觉出一个谎言
What does God say
然后就要去看神怎么说
I need to reject the lie
那我就要来弃绝那个谎言
And receive the truth into my heart
然后才我的内心接受真理
I have found sometimes
那我发现
that the lies people believe
有一些人所相信的谎言
are deeply connected to a trauma they went through
是很深刻的跟他们所经历过的巨创有关系。
And so when you're aware that that lie was formed in a trauma,
所以如果你察觉到你所相信的谎言是跟那种巨创有关
，you realize then the lie is embedded with pain in your emotions.
那你也会发现这样的谎言已经深刻的刻画在你，烙印在你的魂里头、思想里头。
So we need to invite the Holy Spirit.
这个时候你需要邀请圣灵
to come and heal the trauma.
来先医治那个巨创
，and to reveal Jesus.
然后来显明耶稣
，and to reveal the truth.
然后显明真理。
We must make a decision to forgive those who have hurt us.
接下来我们要做出选择，决定来饶恕那些伤我们的人。
Because unforgiveness,
因为不饶恕
will keep you locked back to the hurtful thing that the person did.
会就一直绑住你，让你没有办法脱离那个伤害。
Releasing forgiveness,
所以你一定要先来释放饶恕
helps free you from what they did.
就能够让你脱离他们的那些作为
helps you in your journey of walking in truth.
也能够帮你。让你顺利地走在这条真理的路上。
So we need to reject the ungodly belief and welcome the word of God like a friend.
所以我们要拒绝这些非神信念，然后来接受这个圣灵，这个圣灵和真理。
In Romans 12 and verse 2,
在这个罗马书的第十二章
，The Bible says, "Don't be conformed to this world."
那这个圣经很清楚地讲到
，But be totally transformed.
他说：“讲说你不要效法这个世界
，by the renewing of your mind with God's word，
而是你的心意整个要更新而变化，而且这是要靠着神的话语才能做到。
So God wants us to be changed, totally transformed.
所以神他是要我们这整个人要有转化。
And it's the Spirit and Word of God that does that.
只有神的话才能够做到。
Now one important tool for doing this，
那我们要怎么做呢
？Is the area of meditation.
它第一个是要透过默想。
Now, when I say meditation,
当我在想，我讲到默想
，I'm not meaning emptying your mind and have nothing thinking, think about nothing.
不是其他的宗教他们所讲的所谓的冥想，倒空思想。
Paul writes to Timothy.
那这个保罗他写给提摩太。
In 1 Timothy 4:15.
这个是在提摩太前书四章十五节。
He said, "Meditate on these things and give yourself to them, and your profiting will appear to everyone."
他说你要默想这些的事情，而且要不断的竭力在这些事情上面服侍敬忠。
So in the Bible, to meditate means to rotate in your mind over and over and over, repeatedly.
所以当每次圣经讲到默想，意思是要让我们的心思意念不断的在思想一个东西。
Meditate doesn't mean empty your mind.
所谓的默想不是倒空思想。
It means take God's truth, God's word.
而是把神的话。
And hold it in your mind.
整个是放在我的脑子里。
And welcome it as a friend.
而且把它当作好朋友一样的欢迎它。
Now one of the problems we have of doing this.
可是我们在做这件事情会遇到的困难是。
Is our heart doesn't take in vague ideas.
就是我们的心呢不是很能够容易接受这种很模糊的东西。
Our heart often works best off pictures.
我们通常是要有一些图像才比较能够容易领受。
Let me give you an example.
举例来讲。
Of a process that I used in meditation to help me.
我自己个人是用来在这个默想的部分能够帮助到我的。
I struggled for many years.
我过去有好几年，我觉得就是好像一直很努力。
And believed that I was not accepted. Something was wrong with me.
或者是我很挣扎的一点是说。我觉得好像没有人接受我，没有人会爱我。
And so I struggle with feelings of rejection.
所以呢，我一直就是有这种被拒绝的这种感觉。
Feeling unwanted and feeling alone.
觉得没有人会需要我，也觉得很孤单。
And I had this for many years, even after being a Christian.
那甚至是信主之后，我都还是有这种感觉。
Until I realized I needed to renew my mind.
一直到后面，我才发觉到说我必须更新我的心思意念。
That there were lies embedded in my heart.
那要让这种深刻在我里头的谎言。
That needed to be rooted.
要完全被拔除
，and replaced with the truth，
然后用真理种在我里头。
And I realized this would take some effort。
那后来我就发现，我需要努力才能做到这件事。
And many people want someone to just pray and fix everything up in their life with prayer。
可是我现在有很多基督徒就只想要靠一个台前的领受一个祷告，然后一次解决所有问题。
But you got where you got in life by daily choices。
可是你要知道，今天我们现在的这个人生是靠着我们过去所有人生每一天所做的选择走到这个地步。而改变要有改变是要花时间是过程。
So if you want to renovate what you believe or change what you believe,
所以如果你想要整个改变你的一些信念
，you build the truth into your heart by meditation.
你就要借由不断的默想真理才能做到。
That helps if you memorize the truth, memorize what the scripture says.
那比方说呢，借由背诵经文，它也会有帮助。
And then begin to meditate on it.
然后背完了之后，开始不断的默想。
So for example, I took Psalm 23.
举例来讲，这个诗篇二十三篇。
I memorized the whole psalm.
那我已经都把这整篇都背起来了。
Psalm 23 is David, who was a shepherd, talking about his relationship with God.
我想基督徒都知道，说诗篇二十三篇是这个作为牧羊人的大卫，他在对这位神在说话。
So if you want to meditate on the truth,
所以如果你想要来默想真理
，learn the scripture off by heart.
那你就要开始让你能够熟记这个神的话。
And then try to use your imagination to picture the scripture.
熟记之后呢，试着用你的想象力能够想出
your imagination
描绘出这个经文。
Your imagination is an important faculty that you have been given.
这个想象力是神给我们的一个很重要的功用。
So we can use your imagination.
所以我们可以使用想象力。
To picture the truth of Scripture.
来去描绘出圣经里面的话语。
That's why the Bible has got so many stories of people encountering God.
所以才会看到圣经里面看到很多人遇见到神。
They're there for us to meditate on.
他们这些都是我们需要去默想的。
So what I would do every day was a very simple thing.
所以我每一天会做的一件事情很简单。
I would pray in tongues, pray in the spirit.
首先我会在灵里用方言来祷告。
So my spirit was activated as I worship God.
那当我在敬拜神，用这种方式敬拜神，我整个灵人就会活跃起来。
Forgiveness and blessing on people that had hurt me.
然后我也会开始，然后接下来我祝福那些伤害我的人。
And I began to meditate on the truth.
接下来我开始默想真理。
The Lord God Almighty.Is my shepherd.
这位全能的耶和华是我的牧者。
The word shepherd means friend.
这个牧者也代表朋友。
So if you would have a friend come to you,
所以如果你有朋友来找你
，someone who is your friend,
是你真的看为朋友的
，what would that look like?
那你就去想，那会是什么感觉
？What would it feel like?
你会是什么感觉？会是什么样子
？To meet with your friend,
去跟你的朋友见面。
I'm sure you've got a very good friend somewhere.
我相信你应该会有至少一个好朋友。
When you encounter a friend,
当你遇见你的朋友
their eyes are full of life.
你会发现你好像眼睛有了亮光
countenance smiles.
他的整个脸也会充满笑容
hands reach out to you.
他们会来欢迎你
they make you welcome.
他会让你觉得受被欢迎被接受
Jesus even taught this in the parable of the prodigal son.
那主耶稣甚至在浪子这个预言也讲到
He said when the son who had wasted his life was still a long way off.
他说呢这个当这个父亲看到浪子还在远处的时候
his father saw him.
那这个父亲就看见
and was moved with compassion.
然后里面就动了慈心
and ran to him.
马上跑向他
and embraced him.
而且抱住他
and wept over him.
而且哭
Can you imagine that?
你可不可以想象出来
That's written for you to meditate on.
这些写下来是要让你去默想，去描绘出的
Most of us wouldn't even conceive that God would treat us that way.
我们很多人甚至没有办法去想象神会用这种方式对待我们
But Jesus came to reveal what God is like.
但是耶稣来就是要让我们去看见神的本相
And he said, "This is how God responds to us."
他就说神就是用这种方式来回应我们
He gave the parable of the prodigal son in Luke 15.
那这是在路加十五章里面讲到的
So we could see how God treats us as we come to him.
好，让我们能够看见，当我们来找神的时候，神用这种态度迎接我们，然后要我们去默想。
I chose firstly the 23rd Psalm.
那当然，我刚刚选择的是诗篇二十三篇。
And then later Luke 15:20.
然后再来是这个路加十五章。
Of the prodigal son meeting his father.
就是这个浪子怎么样和他的父亲重逢。
So pray in the spirit.
那我想完之后，我就在方言，我用方言祷告。
As you are praying in the spirit.
当我用方言祷告。
You begin to meditate.
你就开始默想。
So I began to picture Jesus.
我就开始去看，去描绘耶稣。
Try to imagine his eyes.
去想象他的眼睛。
Not natural things like the color,
不是去想象他的瞳孔的颜色
but the burning passion,
只是去想到他眼中的热情
the love for me,
那个对我的爱
the tenderness in his eyes,
好，在他眼里头发出的温柔
That's what the Bible describes he's like.
这个都是圣经描绘的
That's what a friend looks like when you meet with them.
那这个朋友也是这种样子
I began to try and imagine his countenance.
然后我就开始去想象他的这个面容
shining, full of joy.
是闪闪发光的，充满喜乐。
His body dressed in white raiment.
然后他整个身穿白袍。
His hands with the marks of the nails.
然后他的手呢是有了钉痕。
Reaching out to make me welcome.
然后来伸手来欢迎我。
And as I began to meditate on that,
当我开始去默想这一幅图
I would picture in detail.
然后我就会开始想得更细节。
Jesus reaching out to make me welcome.
就想说哦，耶稣他伸出手来欢迎我。
I also did that with the prodigal son.
然后对于这个浪子，我也用这种方式来描绘。
Memorize that verse.
我先记住这个经文。
I began to see God coming towards me.
记住之后，我就开始去想象神他来走向我，然后爱我，
wanting to embrace me，
想要来抱我，
glad that I'm with him，
而且很高很开心看到我。
Now I must admit to you，
那然后我必须
when I started to meditate on this，
我承认的是我刚开始做这种默想，
the ungodly beliefs would rise up，
一些非神信念马上浮现。
That can't be true。
他就会想说
It can't be that good.
绝对不会这么好的、
like、
这是错的神不是这个样子我里面有一些不好的东西
I struggled to receive the truth into my heart
所以我发现我很难我很挣扎的要去接受这些真理
because the lies were speaking
是因为里面有谎言一直在说话
so each day as I meditated
所以我就操练自己每一天要默想
I would consciously reject the lie
然后很刻意的拒绝那些谎言
I reject that lie
拒绝那个谎言
and I welcome the truth
然后接受真理。
I am loved and precious.
相信说我是被爱的，我是宝贵的。
One day as I did this,
有一天我做这件事情，
suddenly it became real for me.
突然才发现这整个变得
很真实。As I stretched my faith out,
然后我就开始这个好像用我的信心，
with desire and longing for the truth,
就是带着我这种渴慕真理的心，
the truth suddenly came alive for me.
突然这个真理对我变成真实的。
I experienced the reality of God.
所以我整个经历到神的真实。
I encountered his love.
我去经历到他的爱。
And I began to weep.
然后也就开始哭了。
So spiritual things.
所以属灵的东西。
Can be formed in our life.
可以在我们里面形成。
Truth can come into our heart.
那这个真理也可以进入我们内心。
As we uncover and reject the lie.
那当我们去揭露这个谎言，拒绝谎言。
And as we meditate in the truth.
然后不断的这个默想真理。
Notice an interesting thing Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5.
那你看到耶稣在马太福音五章说
If you look on a woman to lust after her in your heart,
如果你看到一个妇人心里就起了欲念
Adultery has conceived.
你其实就已经犯了淫乱
So when a man looks on a woman with lust,
所以当一个男人看着女人就产生欲念
He's using his imagination,
那是他就是用想象力
And he's reaching out with desire for something that's wrong.
然后是里面发生了一种欲望出现一种欲望
是错误的 And it opens the door for it to come into his heart.
那这个就打开了一个门，让这些邪灵就进来。
The same thing is true of God's words.
那对于神的话也是同样的方式。
When we memorize His word,
当我们背诵备注神的话
，and begin to meditate or imagine it,
然后开始去默想和想象
，and desire and hold and embrace that like a truth,
然后渴望想要去接受完全的接受这种真理。
It comes into our heart and becomes reality.
那真理就会也一样的进入我们里面，成为真实的。
Maybe not immediately.
马上呢
But gradually the lie is displaced.
它不会马上发生，你会发现它是渐进式的。
And the truth becomes established.
那这个事实，这个真理就会在我们里面就建造下来。每一天这么做
，as we find our thoughts go back to the old lie，
你会发现呢，我们很容易心思又回到过去的东西。
We identified and consciously reject it，
然后只要一察觉到了，马上就拒绝。
And again meditate on the truth，
再重新的去默想真理。
The truth is you are loved，
那这个真理是神爱你。
The truth is you're of great value，
这个真理是你是很有价值的。
Can you imagine for a moment？
那你现在可不可以来想象一下
？You just close your eyes right now，
现在请你闭上眼睛。
And begin to picture Jesus Christ.
然后开始去想象耶稣基督。
Come into the room you're in.
来到你现在所在的地方。
His eyes are brilliant, shining with life.
他的眼是这样子发出这种光亮，充满爱。
He sees right into your heart and life.
看到你的生命。
He sees all your struggles and needs.
他看到你所有的需要，还有你的挣扎。
He smiles.
他对你微笑。
With love and compassion.
他用着爱，还有这个怜悯。
And reaches out to embrace you.
现在伸出手抱住你。
And he wants you to know this.
他要你知道一件事。
I love you. You're of great value.
就是我爱你，而且你是非常有价值的。
Those times worshiping and meditating in the Word.
那当你来敬拜神，默想他的话。
Cause the lie to be displaced.
就会让这个谎言去离开你。
And godly beliefs to be formed in our heart.
属神的信念就能够住在你里面。
You are of great value.
你是非常有价值的。
You are a child of God.
你是神的儿女。
God is with you.
神与你同在。
Meditate on these truths.
不断的默想这些真理。
Until they become a reality in your life.
一直到这些成为对你来讲变成真实的。愿神赐福你。
God bless you.